Proclamation number 8331 of 18th of November, 1962. Jesus lived life for the people. The life of the man Jesus on earth was a continuous service of love, for he wanted to give people an example of a right way of life in order to induce them to follow him and thus also to receive the blessing of the effects of a life of love. He himself was filled with love, for he brought love with him from the kingdom of light from which his soul had descended to earth. He was not burdened with the original sin, which consisted of the beings completely renouncing their love, that they rejected their Father's illumination of love from eternity. He was most intimately united with the Father, and thus he also constantly received his illumination of love and therefore brought love with him to earth. And by virtue of his love, he also knew what lack of love meant for people. He knew that they were darkened in spirit without love, and that they were therefore completely enslaved by the one who, devoid of all love, ruled them and caused them to act in a way that was contrary to God. And he took pity on this great misery of people. He drew all people into his sphere of love and served them by taking care of all earthly needs of those around him, by healing the sick and freeing them from their weaknesses and infirmities. And he also took care of the spiritual hardship by teaching and trying to introduce people to the truth in order to dispel the darkness from them, to enlighten them that they could only return to God through love again. For he knew that he would accomplish the act of salvation for humanity in order to make the fallen brothers return to God possible again, which could never have taken place without his death on the cross as the redemption of the original sin. Yet the act of salvation could only be successful for people if they now also lived a life of love, because only through this could they regain their original nature. Because only love made it possible to approach God as the eternal love. This is why he taught constantly, and the content of his gospel consisted of the divine teaching of love, the commandments of love for God and love for one's neighbor, which his disciples were then also to spread throughout the world. Therefore, you people should walk the path of following Jesus. You should live a life of love, but also patiently accept a measure of suffering. For Jesus' earthly path was unspeakably sorrowful, and he already knew beforehand what great suffering awaited him, and yet walked this path of his own free will. For he had come to earth to make an immense atonement to the Father for his fallen brothers. This guilt of sin could only be redeemed by an unusual path of suffering, and this was truly walked by the man Jesus. Yet the love within him also gave him the strength to do so. He was filled with divine love, his body contained eternal love itself. And thus he also constantly drew the strength from it, which enabled him to accomplish the act of salvation. God himself was in him. His soul was a soul of light, and only the body belonged to earth, which still contained immature substances, but which the man Jesus spiritualized through his life of love and finally through his suffering and death on the cross. Thus he exemplified to people the life which all people can lead with his help, i.e., as soon as they are redeemed through Jesus Christ and have found forgiveness of their sin. For without this redemption they are too weak to live as followers of Jesus. They will neither practice love nor be willing to bear suffering, because the original guilt still weighs them down, and thus they are under the influence of the adversary who caused their fall into the abyss. But anyone who is willing to take the path of following Jesus also acknowledges him as the divine Redeemer, and he has carried his guilt under the cross. He asks him to strengthen his will, for he will make use of the blessings which the man Jesus acquired for him through his death on the cross. And his soul will also mature through love and suffering. It will, as being rid of its original sin, will now also be able to cast off all dross, which love and suffering bring about. For Jesus did not speak the words in vain, "Take up your cross and follow me." He went before you as the bearer of the cross, and you are to follow him. He took the strength for his walk on the cross from the love that dwelt in him. You humans can make use of Jesus' love and his strength at any time, for he is the eternal love itself, which took abode in his fleshly shell, which completely spiritualized this shell and radiated through it in order to make itself visible to the beings which once emerged from the eternal love and wanted to behold God. But the human being always has to put himself into that state through love which was his own in the beginning. He must accomplish the change back to love as long as he remains on earth, and he can do so if only he takes refuge in Jesus Christ. If he follows him and takes the path of love and suffering. Amen.